I'm with Wayne Young of Bastianich. Great guy. I used to call him Samson, but obviously he's got a Delilah in his life who's cut his hair, but he looks as handsome as ever.
Thank you.
You were just saying about the difference of the red and white wine making.
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
Well, I was saying that when I worked for 5 years in the cellar, and I always remember that when the end of the white grapes came about, we always sort of felt like the vintage was over because all of the sort of hard mental work was over. Whites are so particular and so delicate, you have to be on top of them 24 hours a day. Whereas the reds are a lot more physical. They're a lot more, you know, physically punching down and pumping over if you do that sort of thing. And then, you know, we basket press all of our reds, so it's a lot of shoveling and moving stuff around. So there's this a difference, you know. Red wines almost kind of make themselves, whereas white wines have to kind of be coddled. So that's the big difference between the two.
And I've just tried your Vespa Red.
Vespa Rosso, yeah.
Vespa Rosso. Tell me what's in there and what's special about it.
Well, it's our sort of our proprietary blend. It's mostly Merlot and Refosco. Refosco is a native grape variety. Merlot, which really shows beautifully in the clay soil of Friuli. And then there's a small percentage of Cabernet Sauvignon and Cabernet Franc as well.
Yeah.
And that's all vinified separately. And we use a mix of old and new barrels for that. And then after about a year, we blend it together. And then it stays another year in the bottle before we send it out into the market. So
okay. That was great. Thank you, Wayne.
It was a pleasure,
Brett. Good to see you again.
Good to see you as well. Thank you.